Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Martha Dykstra of the Knoxville Senior Center about their Meals on Wheels program.
All right, well, first of all, if you could just tell us about your organization, you know, some of the things that you're responsible for helping to do here.
The Knoxville Senior Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides a hot noon meal to the elderly in the Knoxville community.
Well, and I understand that there is a lot of volunteer opportunities here. Talk about the need for volunteers there at the Senior Center and the importance of, you know, having people come in and volunteer.
The basic need for volunteers is for people to deliver our Meals on Wheels program. We have four routes within the city of Knoxville. Each route takes approximately 30 to 45 minutes to deliver. And we are the only contact that some of these people are, the volunteers are the only contact that some of these people have, you know, when they, especially now during this pandemic, when they find themselves basically stranded at home.
And it's a four-day-a-week commitment, you said? Is that right?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday. We prefer that people do it the 4 days for an entire week, basically, because it just makes it easier scheduling-wise. And there's not so much of a chance of somebody falling through the cracks and a route not being filled.
Talk about how people can get involved with volunteering if that's something that they want to do.
Yep. If someone's interested in volunteering, then they can call the center, and that number is 641-842-6070. Ask to speak with me. And again, my name is Martha Dykstra, and I'm the coordinator down at the Knoxville Senior Center. And we can discuss in more detail what the routes, what it consists of to deliver a route.
And I guess if you could just kind of touch on the importance of, you know, your organization, you know, I guess maybe a sales pitch, I guess, of, you know, why people should get involved if they're kind of on the fence about it.
Because as I stated previously, the meals we provide, for most of these people, that's the only hot meal they have that day. And also the volunteers that deliver these meals could be the only contact that those people have, especially during the last 9 months during this pandemic. Our elderly, our most vulnerable population, have been pretty much stuck at home during this whole ordeal. So, you know, it's just nice to have that human touch, that human contact, even if it's just for 2 minutes as you're placing a meal on a table for someone. And we are doing a contactless delivery, and we've asked that they have either a table or a chair right outside their door or right inside their door. The volunteers go up, knock on the door or ring the doorbell, set the meal down, step back, you know, keep that 6-foot social distancing, and wait for the people to answer and pick up the meal. But again, you know, you're there making contact with them, seeing them, speaking to them, and giving them that outlet that they may need.
Well, and I guess on that same kind of note, tell us about some of the other precautions you're taking as it relates to COVID-19. I know you said you're doing contactless type delivery, but I mean, anything with, like, you know, meal preparation or anything else like that that you've had to, you know, change up here this year?
Yeah, our meals, we're packing them different than what we used to do to limit the amount of actual contact or the amount of touching, for lack of a better word, that goes on. And staff, as we prepare these meals, they're wearing masks, they're wearing shields, they're gloving up. You know, basically, precautions for us haven't changed that much in the preparation of the food because we always took precautions to begin with, but it's mainly in the delivery of the foods. We're providing masks for our volunteers that are delivering. We're providing gloves if they want it. We provide little bottles of hand sanitizer. You know, we package each meal separately so that the volunteers aren't touching each tray of meals. You know, we put them in the bag, and the volunteers basically pick up this bag and hand it to or set it on the table or the chair. Basically, they just come down to the center. They pick up the meals. We have them boxed up for them, you know, in tubs. Each meal is pre-packed in a plastic bag like you would get at a grocery store. we pack them in tubs. The volunteers take these tubs out to their cars, put them in their cars. Then we have notebooks that have each participant's name, address, and then they just follow a route and drop off a meal to each participant.
Well, we already talked about how to get involved. That being said, is there anything else that you want to make sure that people are aware of here?
Just that, you know, we provide a valuable service to the elderly in our community. And as I said, sometimes for some of these people, our volunteers are the only contact they could have during the day. So, you know, it takes a special person with a good heart that wants to do this type of work, you know, volunteer their time to ensure that those elderly citizens of our community are being fed.
Thanks to Martha Dykstra for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.